Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
It never got sorted out. So on November 17th, Christopher Davis, our election administrator, goes before the county commissioner's court and says, I'm sorry, we were unable to generate the mandatory precinct level results. Instead of going back to the 425th district court and said, we were unable to meet the conditions of your order, judge, we're going to need to call a new election. They certified it anyways. And we had a stack of 5,000 pages for our election results. And if you open it up, you're looking at zeros next to all these candidates' names. So if you go 267 and look at a candidate, say zero, 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 zero.
The woman you just saw speaking is named Lori Gallagher, and she's associated with a group in Williamson County, Texas, called Texas Constitutionalists. For a long time now, they've been trying to get to the bottom of what happened in the 2020 election. You see, the ESNS voting machines in that county experienced some type of system glitch, and they completely disenfranchised hundreds of voters in that county from being able to cast a legal ballot. Now, Lori and a lot of other people did whatever they could to try to figure out what the problem was, but when it came down to it, the county officials said, we don't know. That's it. You're not going to have the ability to vote. You've been completely disenfranchised. And then worse yet, the powers that be went after her, her husband, and her family and tried to ruin them financially and legally. Lori joins me today in a special interview from the Moment of Truth Summit, continuing my series from my coverage there. So she is going to join me right after the break. Please do me a favor, sit back, relax, grab your popcorn, and we're going to be right back after this. Would you consider yourself to be among the diet resistant? You know, we've been told forever that diet and exercise are the key to weight loss, but the truth is that just doesn't work for everybody, especially after we reach the ages of 35 to 50. At that point, any expert agrees that weight loss becomes much, much harder. And the reality is that stress and lifestyle factors can make weight loss a lot more difficult as we age. Now, you don't know it yet, but in the next 60 seconds, you're going to learn how to help skyrocket your energy levels, boost your metabolism, and help reach your weight loss goals a lot quicker. So listen closely. After years of trial and error, the best secret to elevate your ketone levels is this amazing new keto powder. The powder ignites your weight loss journey by supporting a boosted metabolism. The fact of the matter is, you want a boosted metabolism because it reduces your body's fat storage. And to further reinforce this, thousands of customers rave about the benefits they're receiving from it. So stop and ask yourself how amazing your body might look if you started taking it right now. So try it today risk-free for 60 days by going to ketowithredpill.com. Or you can always click the link below. This is a time-sensitive offer, so don't wait. Once you enter your details, you're going to receive your bag delivered to your doorstep in just a few short days. Once again, that's ketowithredpill.com, and when you support my sponsors, you support this channel. All right, good evening once more, everyone, and welcome back to another special episode of Red Pill News, coming to you live from Mike Lindell's Moment of Truth Summit. Now, apparently, behind us right now is that moment of truth that everybody's supposed to remember, but here I am with Lori Gallagher from Texas, and I'm sorry, it was the Texas Constitutionalists. I was like, that sounds too simple, I'm going to get it wrong, but Texas Constitutionalists, and you have quite the story. Lori, thank you very much for coming up and introducing yourself.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell me what happened.
In the Battle of Williamson County, in the November 2020 election, our election administrator was unable to generate the precinct level report and had to file a petition to reopen Central Counting Station in order to generate the mandatory precinct level reports.
Now, why was that? Why weren't they able to generate this?
The ESNS voting system experienced several glitches, electronic malfunctions, including an unknown number of voters receiving the wrong ballot or the previous voter's ballot.
That's a big problem.
Yes, the 10X poll book system, when you first go check in, if you have, let's say you and I and are voting, let's say there's three voters, you're the first voter, you go up and you show your ID, and they show your information on the iPad. You say that all looks great. They turn it back to themselves and they enter a blank ballot, a ballot choice card into the printer. And if they hit print and nothing comes out, they'll hit print again and be like, oh, what's going on? Print. Okay. Well, every time her finger hits that print button, your ballot choice card is loaded up into the print queue of the 10X poll book express vote printer.
Oh, so then I get my ballot, but then you also get my ballot?
Yes, that's correct. And then if she, let's say she hit it three times, then there's your ballot and then two duplicates behind that. And so potentially, if you're the first voters in the voting center, potentially every voter in that voting center could be voting on a duplicated ballot from a previous voter.
Okay, so then my vote is invalidated because there's a duplicate ballot. Your vote is invalidated because maybe there's a duplicate ballot. And then it goes all the way to the end. And then you have a whole bunch of other people who are also disenfranchised because their votes don't even count at all.
That's right. Correct.
Okay. Any idea why that happened?
So we're not sure exactly how that happened, but that was just one of the glitches, and it mainly impacted the early voting in-person results. When they petitioned the 425th District Court, the judge granted their petition and said, I will reopen Central Counting Station from November 10th through November 16th. If you follow the Texas election code, you notify the candidates that this unprecedented and catastrophic event was going to happen, and that they appoint poll watchers to watch the entire thing, and then they generate these mandatory precinct level results by canvas and certification deadline of November 17th.
Okay. And so that reopening, would that be for like a special election so everybody can actually come in and vote? Yep. Or is that just to check the results?
No, that was to when I saw this at the county commissioner's court going on, how I got involved were, I'm a realtor, and people were saying all over the internet that they received the wrong ballot. Hey, so-and-so wasn't on my ballot. And I was like, well, how can that happen? And that led me on.
How could it happen even if they're all in the same precinct? I mean, if you're in the same precinct, everybody's ballots should be identical. The only difference would be the identifier to attach it to your name.
That's correct. And so it relies on the voter to catch that. And if everybody's voting near their house or whatever, then we're all going to have the same ballots. And so this requires the voter to catch it. And so voters are unknowingly committing voter fraud, in our opinion, because that you're possessing, marking, and casting somebody else's duplicated ballot.
So technically, it is voter fraud, but obviously not the type that we would want to prosecute.
That's right.
However, that could open people up to malicious prosecution if, you know, perhaps the administrators of the election don't like the fact that they're getting called out. So when they reopen the polls, what actually happened?
So if the Central Counting Station is the main station at the county. We have centralized voting, countywide voting, where you can go vote anywhere in the county.
Okay.
And then the machines resorted out into that precinct level report. Well, that precinct level report is the number one way to detect fraud in an election, because in Texas, you can't have more than 5,000 registered voters in a voting precinct. So if there were 7,000 votes in a voting precinct, you would say, somebody stuffed that precinct. And so that you have to have that precinct level report. So they reopened Central Counting Station, and I wanted to watch this. I didn't understand anything, but I wanted to go watch it. The election administrator said, no, you cannot. You have to be appointed by the county chair. And if you are appointed, you can only come on Friday. And so I said, well, I'm going to go get appointed as a poll watcher. I got appointed as a poll watcher for the remainder days, received an appointed poll watcher form for each remainder days. Went Thursday, November 12th, to watch this hand sorting of the 234,000 ballots into 94 cardboard precinct boxes. And they denied me access into Central Counting Station.
Did they let anybody in?
No, they did not. Nobody from the public, and they didn't notify any of the candidates. They did not follow the Texas election code, and they were unable to generate the mandatory precinct-level results after this exercise.
Did it ever get sorted out?
No, it never got sorted out. So on November 17th, Christopher Davis, our election administrator, goes before the county commissioner's court and says, I'm sorry, we were unable to generate the mandatory precinct-level results. Instead of going back to the 425th District Court and said, we were unable to meet the conditions of your order, Judge. We're going to need to call a new election. They certified it anyways. And we had a stack of 5,000 pages for our election results. And if you open it up, you're looking at zeros next to all these candidates' names. So if you go 267 and look at a candidate, say zero, 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 zero.
Oh, it's, I mean... That's like a civil rights violation for every single person in the county. And, I mean, I would imagine that the candidates themselves would have some special legal...
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Precedents to go through.
Yes, Eric Opiella, who is one of the allegedly top election attorneys, gathered all the candidates of Williamson County together in a room and told them they didn't have a case.
And this was, under what reasoning?
I didn't attend that one. Okay. And he told all the candidates, they gathered them together in a room, brought in this top attorney on a screen and said, sorry, y'all don't have a case.
Deal with it, ninnies.
That's exactly right. So we contacted Mayor Rick Hall, who lost by 104 ballots. That was a results-changing outcome. My standing as a poll watcher, not allowed in, wasn't enough standing, according to attorneys. It was standing, but not enough injury. And so somehow somebody got to our mayor, and he decided to back out from the election contest. And we were left to do a citizen audit on our own.
Okay. All right. So what were the results of the citizen audit?
Well, we know that 234,000 ballots lost chain of custody by being stored in non-Secretary of State approved boxes. Mm-hmm. None of our tallies and votes reconciled from any of the voting periods. We know that they were unable to generate that report, and then that the IT department spent 8 months behind closed doors patching together our precinct report and posted it in June of 2021.
Well, after. So what about the people who were officially the winners? I mean, have they made any comment on this?
They voted to certify it.
Of course they did.
They voted to certify it. They, yes, we brought in Mike, Dr. Frank, came in, and they have helped our county so much. We were able to bring Dr. Frank in and to educate voters about these electronic voting systems and raise enough awareness that the Williamson County Republican Party had a town hall in August of 2021 on the November 2020 election failures. And they admitted on camera that, yes, voters were receiving the wrong ballot, but it was not enough to change an individual race, which they have absolutely no idea if it was enough to change it. But that's not even the law. The standard is voters are denied the opportunity to vote for candidates and measures that are intended for them, that these voting systems cannot be used to conduct elections. Mm-hmm. And so our ESNS voting systems are in violation of Texas Election Code Chapter 122, and our county is covering for them.
So what's happening now? You said that your husband actually filed a case?
Yes. Yeah, so we, after spending so much time trying to get some sort of resolve with our county at the county commissioner's court, my husband ran for county judge. It was his first time running. I ran his campaign. He got 18,000 ballots, and the county judge got 24,000 ballots. And then we filed an election contest. And to tie the 20, because it was a remedy for the injury of 2020. We never stopped. Every single day from November 10th all the way until the March primary, we fought to remedy the injury from the November 2020 election to restore confidence. And so he ran, and there were 6,000 undervotes. We had affidavits from voters with the same issues that we saw in the 2020 election. Voters receiving the wrong ballot choice card, the duplicated ballots. Some voters received said AS&S had deselected their vote, and which can be evidenced in the 6,000 undervotes in that race. We had other voters saying that their vote was actually flipped, and that the alternate slate was chosen, and that they saw this and filed an affidavit right there on cue. As we started trying to pull our election records, they denied us. Even with the lawsuit, they would not release the cast vote records. We have the cast vote record for 2020, but they would not give it to us in 2022. They would not allow us to have our incident manager log, which documents this is a record that our electionware software system generates when a poll worker is working inside of a polling center, error happens on the computers or something, they call this hotline to ask for tech support. Well, all those calls get documented in an incident manager log and confirm all these things that we were finding. And so then we did a Public Information Act request on our election department's emails to get the communications between our election department and ES&S and 10X. And in there, we found them a cover story saying, hey, guys, let's all agree. We're going to tell the public that no voter received the wrong ballot. We're going to tell the public that the election results were not affected by the catastrophic and unprecedented glitches. That was their words, catastrophic and unprecedented electronic system failures. And they said that and that no race was impacted, and they
trust us,
and that was their cover story. And then you can go and read all the news articles at the time about this, and it repeats that cover story, the big lie.
So how many votes do you estimate your husband should have gotten?
I believe that my husband won that election. We had more engagement with the public than the actual rhinos that were in the party. We had people knocking on doors in all four precincts, and I had rhinos coming up and telling me that, Lori, your husband's going to do this. Every door we knocked on said that we were voting for Ryan Gallagher.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's the outcome of this case?
So after they dismissed it as frivolous, did not give us a chance to present any evidence, like the same thing that they did all over the country. And then the judge said in his 40 years that this brings him no pleasure, but my husband poked the bear and the bear is biting him back, and sanctioned our family $20,000. To pay for the county judge who illegally certified our election results, attorney's fees. So we the people came through for us, and we raised $14,000 of that, and we paid the other $6,000 out of our savings account.
Wow. Do you have some way that people can still like support you? I mean,
We have, you can reach me at auditwilco@gmail.com. You can also find us on Telegram as Texas Constitutionalists. We're one of Dr. Frank's supermom team in Williamson County. So if anybody's interested, if you've got ES&S machines in your county, we will share all of our Public Information Act requests. Templates, all the document and research that we have found, and we will show them how to work this strategy at the county commissioner's court level. This is where our elections are being controlled. It's where you could secure your county as quick as possible. And even though right now we have not been successful, we've raised awareness about the county commissioner's court. We've raised awareness about our having no election results from 2020. And now we've got people working in the election department and during elections and keeping an eye out. And then they're sending us everything that they found. So
That's great. So let me ask you one more question. Are you familiar with the precinct strategy?
Yes, I am. I'm very familiar with that. Unfortunately, I feel like that this wasn't another election year.
Yeah.
That in any other election year, of course, we should be working that precinct level strategy, but the Republican Party of Texas has put in lame duck county chairman that kind of they don't do anything.
Yeah.
And so they're actively working against the people.
Yeah, they're not interested in they're not interested in relinquishing that control. I know that some states are they've made it very difficult for people. And I'm sorry, I asked one more question. What about have you guys considered reaching out to Attorney General Ken Paxton on onion?
Well, the Secretary of State is involved in this case. They were actually named as plaintiffs. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were defendants, and yeah. Christopher Davis was the plaintiff in the uncontested civil suit, and Keith Ingram, Christina Atkins, and the Republican and Democratic Party chairs were the defendants. So it was an uncontested civil suit. So Ken Paxton would have to represent the Secretary of State in that case. Well, in Texas, our Court of Criminal Appeals took away the prosecution power away from Paxton and put it back into the DA's hands.
Okay.
Well, so when that happened, everybody was like, oh, this is horrible, this is horrible. And I was like, yay, maybe somebody can do something. And so I called our DA,
yeah,
and I said, you know, I'd like to give you the evidence that we found. These are our election records. It's evidenced in our election records. We have this is basic accounting, basic following the law. And so we haven't been successful. However, Attorney General Paxton just helped us because he released an opinion saying that we now can get those cast vote records and that they have to provide them for him. So he's helping the people, and we appreciate that.
Okay, that's awesome. Tell everybody where to find you once.
Yeah, you can find us on at auditwilco@gmail.com. We're also auditwilco on Facebook, and we're also on Telegram as Texas Constitutionalists.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. Thank you. And I'm going to get your phone number so we can stay in touch.
Okay, thank you.